AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The special grand jury in Georgia has wrapped up its work investigating whether then-President Donald Trump and allies committed any crimes trying to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. There was this phone call Trump made to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
The judge overseeing the work has dissolved a special grand jury. It moves the investigation one step closer to the possibility of criminal charges against Trump and others. Donald Trump and allies have consistently denied any wrongdoing, with the former president repeatedly describing his call with Raffensperger as perfect and dismissing the investigation as a strictly political witch hunt. The UN Security Council voted unanimously to keep a key border crossing from Turkey to Syria's rebel-held northwest open for critical aid deliveries for 6 months. President Biden has already scored a diplomatic win of sorts before a summit with North American leaders.
After visiting the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, the president headed for Mexico City and landed at the nation's newest hub. It's more than an hour's drive from the capital's center, but the airport is a prized project for Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The two leaders don't have the same warm relationship President Biden shares with others, but the airport arrival was a nod to López Obrador's desires. They'll join Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau the next 2 days in discussing migration, climate change, and the economic benefits of the three nations working together. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brazilian authorities are vowing to protect democracy and punish thousands of supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro, who stormed and trashed the nation's highest seats of power in a similar attack to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. This is AP News. At CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, the big trend this year is health-related gadgets. There are gadgets for every part of the home, including the toilet.
This is the first hands-free home urine lab.
The gadget by Elizabeth Collion's company, Withings, is called U-Scan. It's a miniaturized lab that fits in a toilet.
Urine actually has over 3,000 metabolites, so a wealth of information that today typically is not used very much. Because it's very difficult. Most people do not like to go and have a urine analysis.
A starter kit cost about $500. Gail Constanson's company, Codacy's product, is iVirtual, a 30-second video selfie analysis.
We are looking at the skin of the face, and we see the blood moving through the skin. So it's signal analysis.
The analysis is conducted in the cloud, and an app gives you info, including heart rate, respiratory rate, and stress level. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.